Is it going? I'll cut it, okay. So my name is Lucille Hunzimana, and I'm doing an ethnographic interview for Dr. Weinstein's class in anthropology of Latin America and the Caribbean. And my interviewee.
My name is Laurine Baudouchard, and I'm the interviewee.
Okay, so we'll just hop right into the questions. What is your country of origin?
So the country is Haiti.
Okay, and what brought you to Ottawa? Was it school? Was it?
So I came here. So I I was raised in Haiti until the age of 11, and then so I came here at age 11 with my mom and my sister, and then so we came here in 2010 after the earthquake that happened in Haiti, but after the earthquake we moved to the States for 3 months, and then we moved to Toronto for like a year, and then to Ottawa, and I've been here ever since.
I also, so I grew up in Haiti. I don't know if this should be part of the interview. Yeah, so I also grew up in Haiti. Mm-hmm. My parents aren't Haitian, but my mom was raised there. So.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, we also lived through the earthquake, which is why I was also like, yeah. So, but a lot of people did move to the U.S. and Canada after that. So, so you did mention you moved here with your mom.
Yeah.
Did you
and move sister here? As well.
Okay. Yeah. So was
but
just,
my dad we stayed back because both my parents are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, like, okay, he moved to the States with us, but then when we moved to Canada, he went back to Haiti to continue his practice because but you can be a doctor here in Canada. So they just stayed in Haiti.
Yeah. What is what kind of medicine does he practice?
Ortho.
Okay, like bones and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
bones,
okay, cool. So in Ottawa, do you live in a Latin community or neighborhood where people speak Spanish or Portuguese and celebrate various Latin American occasions?
I wouldn't say, no, I live in Finley Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a new area-ish, it's like, so it's, no, it's just like, no, I wouldn't say.
Okay. Would you say, is it like a diverse area? Okay,
diverse.
So there's a lot of diversity, but it's not necessarily,
like a community, no.
Yeah, okay. And do you have any celebrations that are most important to you?
To me, no, but I know my mom likes, like two of them. She likes Christmas and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do like Carnival, actually.
Yeah, that's
fun. That's, yeah. That's the one that I enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, and then could you describe to me a typical day in your community, even though it's not Latin American? Like,
mm-hmm.
Concentration, what does it look like?
My community. Well, my mom, like, all her friends, they live, like, either in Haiti or in the States,
mm-hmm.
or, like, in Montreal, so she's always just on the phone with them, and so I wouldn't say, like, I have a community, like, a Haitian community
mm-hmm.
here, so, like, a typical day, honestly, would be like hearing, like overhearing my mom speak like over the phone,
mm-hmm.
or when she watches news about Haiti, like either on her phone or the TV, maybe. That's yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, at work, there's some Haitians as well, but it's, like, Haitians that were born here, so it's, like, it's not, like, the same.
Yeah. The experience is a little bit different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. And do you have any specific way that you celebrate your heritage? Like, I know you said your mom obviously keeps up with the news and everything, but are there any people here that you celebrate certain holidays with, or do you do something special with your family?
I would say, one thing that I would do is on the 1st of January, the 21st of December, we would go to church and stay until like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the next day, January 1st, we eat soup.
So I'll skip to one of the next questions, but would you say that that's one of the foods that reminds you of home?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And then do you have like a specific grocery store that you guys go to get stuff, or could you just get it?
We get stuff at this, I don't remember the name, but it's a store on Walkley Road, I don't know if you know, but it's like, it has like a lot of I think it's named like a Caribbean store or something.
It's literally just,
As it is, and yeah, so that's where we, and then for like meat and stuff, we go to the Asian grocery stores.
Okay, so that's one of the ways that you celebrate heritage. So it's like for the new year, but also Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then is that, like, do you have any values associated with that? So like you did mention like your tradition would be to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you say that that's a value that you hold close to, like, as a member of the Haitian community and the Caribbean community?
Yeah. So I personally, like I'm not a Christian, but I still go to church because it's like my mom wants me to go to church. So my value, because I don't think we share the same values, which is fine. But I do, like, one thing that I like is like how the Independence Day it's a symbol for it's a symbol for the liberation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like unity and okay. And was there anything that you want to share about yourself or your community that you think people should know?
Maybe the language, like, one aspect of, like, us is, like, the language, because, Haiti is, like, it's, like, colonized, it was colonized by French, so, there's still very much this remnant of like French is the it was superior language, right? So then when I grew up there, like even at school, like Creole, it was like not like allowed to speak, even though like everyone speaks Creole. So then like my parents enforced that rule also like at home, so everyone only spoke French, and the reasoning was that like us kids, like we need to focus on like on French, and then Creole is so easy to learn if you're like in the environment that we would just literally later on catch on.
Mm-hmm.
But then we ended up moving to Canada. So then, like, I didn't, I honestly feel, because my grandma, for instance, that joined us, in 2014, she, helped raise us, me, and my sister. So then she would only speak Creole, and her French was not and then so then we would answer back in French, and then I understand Creole, but then it's still a language loss, because I don't it's not natural to speak Creole. And Haitians have a strong pride about the language, and it's they will, not everyone, but they will mock you if you don't speak Creole and stuff like that. So, and also another aspect of the language part is that a lot of the Haitians stutter, because it's in the genetic pool, right? But also it's so prevalent that it's even in the speech, even people who don't have a stutter, they'll just stutter, but it's just in the speech of it. Like, I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but it's I don't know the terms in linguistics, but it's
mm-hmm.
A thing, if you know, there's just because your language is so easy to pick up and stuff, so they're also a stutter, but they don't have Dutch, because it's genetics, right?
Yeah.
But then it's interesting to see how it's intertwined in the language.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's also it's part of it's genetic, and then
mm-hmm.
part of it's kind of just that's the culture,
yeah.
because most people have a stutter,
mm-hmm.
You start to talk like that just because
yes.
it's your environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they both feed off of each other,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think do you think it's difficult to put together or to reconcile the fact that parents don't want their kids to learn Creole because it's the inferior language or it's
yeah.
shameful, but when you don't know Creole, it's also shameful.
Yeah.
It's weird because you'll be at home and nobody wants you to speak in Creole.
Yeah.
That was a thing for my mom. She yeah. wanted us to learn, but
Creole?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did, but everyone around her was telling her not to do it.
Yeah.
So because it was especially for
yeah.
girls, for little
yeah.
girls, it's not proper.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you yourself, does that, is it something that bothers you?
It does bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then anytime I'll, cause now I'm old enough to understand how wrong it was. And then anytime I'll bring it up to her, she'll be she'll just ignore it. It's just
mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand how it's actually bad, and then she'll say, oh no, that I speak Creole fine, but I'm yes, but I don't, because I have it doesn't come off natural, it's
mm-hmm.
just, I have to overthink it
yeah.
so hard, it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's definitely hard to reconcile that. And yeah,
it's just one of those things that
yeah.
I don't know, it's people probably tell you all the time, they're like, oh, well, if you just keep practicing,
mm-hmm.
you'll get better.
But,
but
it's like, if
it's
I was in
that,
the environment, if I was still in the
yeah.
environment, yes, I would actually absolutely be fluent, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, I'm not, like I moved here when I was 11. Like, that's, mm-hmm. like, a young age to just, to have, like, a language loss, right? And also, like, it's more shameful that it's, like, a status thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason was for, like, a status, because...
Yeah.
But guys would just, like the boys would just, like, be, like, allowed, mm-hmm. like, to speak Creole. But even if, and then it's, like, weird because, like it's so ingrained in my head to, like, not speak Creole that when, I'll hear kids, we talk to their parents in Creole, it's like it takes me aback a little because I'm like, oh, my reflex is to think that it's like rude,
mm-hmm.
but it's not impolite, it's just like it's language, right? But it's
yeah.
like it's so ingrained in your head, so like not like
yeah,
so it's just like it's hard, yeah, it's hard to like uncode your
mm-hmm.
your brain.
Yeah. And to unlearn like the hierarchy and then the status rules and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, and people, yeah, you're right. I think it's gonna be useful for people to hear
mm-hmm.
that because I think it's difficult to explain
mm-hmm.
when, because everyone's experience is different too.
Yeah.
So even if you do come from a country where you have a local language that you weren't allowed to speak for whatever reason, I think that reason is always going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And in Haiti, it's like, it's exactly like you said, there's like a discrimination, but it's like, it goes back so far
yeah.
in like the history of Haiti's
mm-hmm.
colonization that it's still a thing today. Like
yeah.
I'm sure there's little kids right now being told
mm-hmm.
off for speaking Creole mm-hmm. at home when they're not.
Yeah.
Like when it's
and
not
then now, I'm sure that now, like, English is more pushed on them
mm-hmm.
than French.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, America.
Yeah. 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 Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes.
And then I'll just ask you, like, two more questions. And the first one's going to be how likely you think you would be to use the website to, like, upload stories. So, like, if it were to become, like, more
mm-hmm.
of a public forum, would you and your, like, do you think you and your family would use it to share?
Yeah. I would, yeah. I would, as, like, if it's, like, a prompt or
mm-hmm.
something, I would, but it's, like, I can't think of it, like, a story, just,
yeah.
just like that, but if there's, like, a question or something,
like, if
yeah.
it became a discussion sort of forum,
yeah,
yeah like, a, kind of like Reddit.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cool. And then, yeah, so you already answered the second part, so how you would use it. It would be more for, like, answering
mm-hmm.
questions that people had, so any prompts that came up on the forum. Did you have any other comments or concerns about?
No, I can't think of anything. Did you have any questions outside of, like,
I don't have any more questions outside of what was provided
mm-hmm.
for us in the document. But if you think of anything that's like worrying you
mm-hmm.
about either the recording or anything that you said that you're like over like double thinking,
okay.
you can always email me and then I'll figure it out with like Taylor and
mm-hmm.
the professor to see how we can like cut the recording if there are parts that you
yeah.
don't want included.
No,
or...
I think I'm comfortable enough. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome. I'll stop it.